Canada's symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Well, he won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. He's a real athlete, so give him your respect. He's got intensity, integrity, intelligence too. Oh, it's true.
And thank you to all of you. It is at freeshows.com. We are back again for a live and exclusive. What is it? Am I making up words? A live exclusive Q&A experience, this time with Olympic gold medalist, WWE Hall of Famer. You know him, you love him. It's Kurt Angle. He's more tan than I am. It is what it is. Kurt, it's good to see you as always. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Lauren.
Fantastic. Kurt, we're going to jump right in. We have some questions from some of the biggest fans of the Kurt Angle Show. And first up is our buddy Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Kurt. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Thomas. It's dark in there.
Yeah, I'm actually driving to work, and unfortunately, it is a little dark out right here. So I do apologize, but hang on one second. It may be a little dark. There we go. Oh, my God. Brightness. Jesus. Anyway, first of all, it is an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. A true honor,
of course. With everything that you've done for the wrestling business, between WWE, TNA, everything in between, honestly, I cannot thank you enough. And along with ad-free shows, I mean, the fact of the podcast that we have with you and with everybody else, just it makes everything right now so much better, especially with the situation we're in. So thank you. And to Lauren, thank you as well for this.
I appreciate that, man.
So my question to you, sir, and I actually asked this very same question to Jeff when we had our live, but I think he misunderstood it. In the times that you have been wrestling, whether it be TNA, WWE, or anywhere in the world, has there ever been a time where there was real life heat between you and the opponent that made it kind of, shall we say, difficult to get the storyline done or to get any kind of business done in and out of the ring?
Well, that very seldomly happens. There are heat between guys, but they usually don't take it to the ring. So for the most part, I don't know of anybody that's ever carried their heat, their personal heat, into the match. I've never heard of that, and I'm not sure that ever happened. It probably did, but I just don't know it.
Okay. Thank you, sir, very much.
Sure. Thank you, man.
And happy holidays to everybody if I have to leave a little early because of work.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Thanks for joining us, Thomas. I think Thomas said that he's an Amazon delivery or Amazon employee. So we're really depending on you. Depending on you to deliver the holidays to us. Thank you so much. And Kurt.
I'm trying.
Thank you. Be careful out there, Thomas. Kurt, it is almost Christmas as we record this evening. I just need to know a couple of things. First of all, those of us who received the ad-free show's holiday card were elated to find that you're Turbo Man. Is this true? Is this real life? Do you love the Jingle All the Way film?
No, I don't. I didn't even know about it.
Okay.
I don't mean to ruin it for you, but I have no idea.
I absolutely love that. I ate that up immediately. I was like, this is fantastic. Turbo Man is my favorite. Every kid in here wanted a Turbo Man doll for Christmas. And Jingle All the Way is definitely a top five holiday movie. I don't care what anyone has to say. Kurt, what's your favorite holiday
movie? I'm going to have to watch it then.
Yes.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a good one. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. It's really old, but it's a great classic.
That's a good one. I'll give you that. It's a classic. And is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
Oh, man, it's so debatable. I would say yes, because it is about Christmas. It was during Christmas, but, it's really debatable. It's really hard to, it's easy to look at it from either side.
I guess so. He's in here just being politically correct and appeasing everyone. Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and it's one of the best ones there is. Thank you for that, Kurt. Up next, it's Brad Stanton. Brad, where do you stand on Die Hard? Is it a Christmas movie, or are you wrong?
No, it's not a Christmas movie. Okay. I feel like we argue about this every day.
It's my life. This is my life. What you got for Kurt, tonight?
Thanks for coming out today again.
Thank you.
Hey, so I recently listened to one of the shows. I think it was Two Back, where you said that you were just so used to working through injuries it almost didn't bother you anymore. And like, if I pull a muscle in my back or do something to my arm, I could barely even get out of bed. Now, when you're going back into the ring and you got these injuries, are you worried about aggravating them some more, or are you just got so much adrenaline? Like, how do you handle that?
It's a little bit of both. You favor the injury and you also have adrenaline pumping through you, but you have to be very careful, because if you let the adrenaline pump too much, you're going to re-injure yourself. But you have to favor the injury. You have to nurse the injury and make sure you don't re-injure it. So you try to work around it. So if you have a knee problem, you probably don't want to do a lot of running that night. You know, if you have a shoulder problem, you probably don't want to lift the person that night. So you can work around your injuries and still have a great match.
Okay. You're a stronger man than me. I bicep the other day and I don't know
the last time I wasn't injured when I wrestled. True. From after 2001, I was consistently injured for the rest of my career.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming out, and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Kurt, is that something that still bothers you day to day in your normal life now? Is podcasting something that's strenuous to your injured body?
No, podcasting is easy. I'm paying for the price of 40 years of wrestling. My neck, my back, my knees. I actually went to a doctor and I'm going to have both knees replaced. My back's been bothering me a lot, and I broke my neck 5 times, and eventually I'm going to have fusion surgery. So I'm going to have a lot of hardware in my body someday soon.
Unfortunate, especially when you're passing through the airport, that's always a nightmare, but God's
yeah. Yeah, security.
Yes, they got to wand you down and you got to point out all the, you know, best
wishes.
Yeah,
it's going to be difficult.
All right, Michael McClanahan brings a question to us tonight. Hey there, Michael.
Good evening, Oren. Good evening, Kurt. Thank you so much for getting to my question. First, Kurt, I have to respectfully disagree with you. I think the best Christmas movie is National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
and Die Hard
is... It's in my top three, brother. That is one of my favorites.
And Christmas Story is in my top three. But my question that I wanted to ask you is, I want to focus on something the WWE recently came out with called, I believe it's the Next in Line program, where they're going to take collegiate athletes and kind of have there be a gateway or a path for them to enter the WWE. And I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that program compared to, say, the program you utilized to break into WWE, which was still the old territorial training grounds. And if you had any thoughts on the Next in Line program that you would be willing to share with us tonight.
Well, I think the Next in Line program is very effective because you're getting college athletes, and a lot of these athletes are going to be world-class athletes. And those are the kind of athletes you want in professional wrestling. You know, you could be a non-athlete and join a territory and work your way up and still be a great worker. But what WWE is looking for is those nostalgic athletes that are graduating college and don't have a future in sports. In other words, a great football player that was All-American in college and didn't get drafted in the NFL, he'd be a great choice to pick for WWE. So I think it's a great program. And, I think you need a little bit of both, because you want the old school where you have the territories and the small promotions where you can work and work on your character and work on your development in the ring. And I think that you need a little bit of both of that. You know, NXT is like is a training super ground where they basically throw everything into one, throw everything at you all at once and try to come up with something. I think it takes years of experience to become a real great professional wrestler. And I think that the small territories are very effective. And that's where we get a lot of our characters, where they come up with gimmicks and they can carry it over to the WWE. So I think you want both of them, the Next in Line program and the smaller promotions.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time tonight and for answering my question. And I hope you have a happy holidays, and you as well, Oren. Thank you so much for getting
Thank
my
you.
Question.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Always bringing the really insightful and, you know, timely questions. So we appreciate that. Up next, it's Eddie Prather. Kurt, I've been told that Eddie ran 1 mile to get to the Zoom on time. Hey, Eddie, have you caught your breath yet? Hey,
How fast did you run it in?
You can time my 40 with a sundial, Kurt. I'm 5 foot nothing and 100 and nothing down and don't have a athletic bone in my body.
God bless you.
Hey, Lauren. Hey, Kurt. Kurt, I totally agree with you on the two things that you said yes to. Christmas Story being the best Christmas movie of all time. I was the dark hair Ralphie back in my childhood. And everybody told me the same damn thing. You shoot your damn eye out, kid.
And so you didn't have a BB gun or you did?
I didn't. I never got one.
Oh, poor boy.
Yeah. And Die Hard is at least a top 5 Christmas movie of all time.
I guess it is a Christmas movie. Yeah, the majority has spoken.
There was a Christmas party involved, so it's a Christmas movie.
You're right.
Hey, my question for you tonight involves Jason Jordan. How far do you think Jason Jordan could have gone if he didn't suffer that neck injury? Because to me, he had the right combination of size and athleticism. Not overly big, not overly small.
Honestly, it was limitless what he could have done. I think he would have been a main eventer. I think he would have been a world champion. I think he was adapting really well to professional wrestling. I think even his character and his promo skills are getting better. I had a lot of hope for this kid. And unfortunately, he ended up with a neck injury. And that neck injury was really serious. So, it just is what it is. And it's a shame that Jason Jordan couldn't continue his career, because I believe that he would have been as successful as I was.
Yeah, because to me, him and Chad Gable as a team was so stinking underrated. I think they kind of bit.
Chad's still underrated. That poor kid, because of him being undersized, he hasn't got much of a chance the way he should. And I really believe if they gave him that shot, he'd be another great athlete like AJ Styles. AJ was undersized too. And I think that Chad Gable would have the same effect.
To me, Chad Gable reminds me so much about Jonathan. Reminds me of Jonathan Gresham. Both are a little on the shorter side, but they both have the body. They both have the bodies for pro wrestling. They have the right body.
Yeah, they do. They're built perfectly for pro wrestling.
Yeah, thank you, hey, Kurt. I hope thank you for answering my question, and I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, and you too, Lauren, and your family. And may the Falcons give you a Christmas win this year.
The Falcons give me nothing but nightmares and headaches, but I appreciate the sentiment. Always good to see you, Eddie. Meg Nelson, I don't know if you have a question, but I just wanted to see your beautiful face. So, hey, girl, hey.
I'm unmuted. Hey, Kurt, greetings from Pittsburgh.
Oh, all right, a Pittsburgher.
Yes, I braved the tunnels and the cold, and it's been a long day, but
I bring it too.
But hey, I just wanted to say hi. Apparently, wink, wink, this may be a big week for pro wrestling in Pittsburgh. WWE just had their training camp and a few Yinzers did pretty well. So my question for you is, who do you see locally maybe showing up in the AEW or WWE roster?
Well, I don't know who is actually training right now, or who are the local guys are. I don't know their names right now. So are they big names or are they new?
One girl that trained at the training camp had her first ever match in wrestling on AEW Dark against Thunder Rosa.
Okay.
And she's still in high school. Wow. And she had to try out WWE. And the other name I'm not going to mention, but he's local and he's been on Dark. But I know you trained with IWC whenever you were having your retirement match. I know you trained with like Bulk Nasty and some other folks. I just wasn't sure if you attended any shows recently or.
No, unfortunately I haven't. I need to start. You know, I kind of got away from pro wrestling for a little bit, and I'm starting back up here.
I don't blame you.
So I needed a break. You know, it was very stressful for me with all the injuries, all the stuff that I went through. It was, you know, once I retired and I got away from WWE, I was able to relax and enjoy my family and myself.
Yeah. And now how are the kiddos? I think you posted something about your little girls doing gymnastics and dance and all this other cool stuff.
Yeah. We have my daughter, Juliana, is 10 years old. Her coaches tell us that she's a world-class swimmer. She's going to be big time.
And, oh my gosh.
You know, possibly the Olympics. And to say that about a 10-year-old, that's pretty impressive. So I'm looking forward to her career. I just got to keep her on the right track. And my other two daughters, one plays soccer. She's only 5 years old. Sophia does gymnastics. So they all have different sports. My son Joseph plays soccer. My son Cody plays football. And my daughter Kira has graduated from high school, and she's really into music, and she wants to be a musician. So I'm a very proud father, and my kids are doing extremely well.
That's great to hear. I'm glad to hear everything. Yeah, glad to hear everything's well with you. And
I'm going to check out these local guys and girls. I'm going to check them out.
There's a show next month, Kurt, at IWC. Okay. It's for, I know I talk about IWC guys, just get used to it, but I'll be at the show next month. So it's January 22nd. It's the reset button. You know, the plumbers. So
yes. January 22nd. Where is it held?
It's held in, at Court Time in Elizabeth, like it always is.
Oh, where it always is. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. See you later. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good meeting you.
You too.
All right.
It's always nice to see Meg. Thanks for checking in from Pittsburgh, girlfriend, and Merry Christmas.
Pittsburgh.
I spilled some tea. Don't tell.
We'll keep this one in post-production for a little while, probably. Brian, what's up with you? Good to see you tonight, Brian. What do you have for Kurt Angle?
Unmute. There we go. How's it going, Kurt? I saw you wrestle WrestleMania 20. I want my t-shirt today in honor of that great match.
Eddie Guerrero. God bless.
Yeah. I looked back and saw that I actually first saw you wrestle in the old Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. So it was a dark match when you first started out in the summer of 99. Sunday Night Heat, when you just kept beating people. And it was a guy named Sean Casey. And I was curious if you had any...
Sean, Sean was a great wrestler. I actually trained with Sean. He's from Pittsburgh.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a talented individual. I'm not sure why WWE never picked him up. He did work for WCW for some time. And unfortunately, Sean passed away a few years ago. I don't know if you knew that.
I
don't know what happened, but I don't know if he got sick or something happened like that. But Sean was a great wrestler. He taught me so much about wrestling. You know, when I was a rookie, before I went on TV, Sean's the guy I was training with, him and Steve Bradley. And Steve Bradley, unfortunately, passed away a few years ago as well, which is crazy because those are the two guys that taught me so much about pro wrestling. And they neither one made it to 40, which is a shame. Wow.
Yeah, that is a shame. I do remember your music. You did have your music at that time. Of course, no one was chanting along with it. But I do remember thinking, oh, that's pretty catchy music. And it ended up...
well, it was the Patriots music, so...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they gave you recycled music.
Yes, they did. But it was perfect for me, and that's why they used it.
That's right, American hero. Well, thanks a lot, Kurt. I want to let other people get in, but it was great talking to you, and
you
see you
too,
next
man.
Time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Speaking of your music, which is some of my favorite in pro wrestling, Kurt, I don't know why, maybe because it is so chantable. What's the best Christmas song for you this holiday season? Is it Mariah Carey?
Oh, gosh. I would say, gosh, it's tight. my daughters sing it. It's so old-fashioned, but they sing the whole song, especially my five-year-old. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. and she knows the rest of the song and I don't.
I love it. And Kurt, I'm not going to lie, we're probably going to clip you singing and share that on social media. That's going to be so fun.
Promotions.
Yes, yes. He's a company man, ladies and gentlemen, and we appreciate you for it. Up next is Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, I'm a new top guy. I'm proud to be part of the Ad-Free Shows family.
Thank you.
The podcasts that have come out, I've been a Laps fan for like 15 years. And once COVID hit, I had nothing to do. So I essentially listened to the entire back catalog, listened to the Kurt Angle show. I mean, Kurt, you were my favorite heel character from like your early work. Just the character work itself of just playing that, the guy that doesn't realize that he's the heel was just brilliant, in my opinion.
Completely clueless, yes.
Right, right. Which made it so much better in all the promos.
Actually, I wasn't pretending. I actually didn't think I was a heel.
but it allowed what I liked about you is that towards once you gained your ground, that you were going for less cheap heat and more character based heat. Right. The question that I have for you,
serious heat, yeah,
right, is that what are some things that most fans don't notice when you wrestle either on the microphone or anything that on in front of screen that takes a lot of skill that wrestlers like you would wish that fans appreciated more.
Well, it's really difficult, you know, when you're doing a promo. And the fans are chanting and, you know, they're telling you that you suck or they're booing you. And you have to find a time when to stop your promo and let them continue on and let them calm down before you start your promo again. A lot of wrestlers will talk over the crowd and they'll just keep going. But you don't want to do that because they're booing you for a reason. And you have to acknowledge that. If you don't acknowledge that, then you're not getting anything done. You know, you want the people at home to hear the fans booing you in the arena. So if you're speaking over the fans and you're ignoring them, the fans at home are going to ignore them too. And they're going to think, oh, okay, these fans love Kurt Angle and he's just continuing with his promo. So I think there's a way that you have to be very patient when you're doing your promo and make sure you don't cut off the fans.
Is that something in this day and age? I know in WWE, they do more scripted promos that back in the day where maybe you were given a little bit more leeway, that it was easier to develop that skill.
Yes, much easier, especially if you can improvise a little bit instead of just reading from the script. But today, you know, it's all script read. And, you know, for that, it's a lot more difficult to stop your promo and start it back up again. So, yeah, it's a little more difficult today.
Thank you so much for that question. And as always, of course, Kurt, thank you for taking the time to answer. I wanted to ask you a question too. Mm-hmm. Following the Olympics and your gold medal win there, weren't you a sportscaster for a little while or a commentator of some type?
Yeah, I sucked.
No.
All right. You know what? I'll give you an example of what happened with me. It was a startup station, Fox in Pittsburgh. And I was on their very first night. And when I went on, I was a weekend sports anchor. And when I walked into the studio, I ran to the producer and the script went everywhere, all over the place, out of order. And he's getting it together. He's like, go sit down, get in the chair, get behind the desk. And I grabbed the scripts and they're out of order. And the producer says, forget about the scripts. Just read the teleprompter. So I go to read the teleprompter and the voice on the TV said, it's time for the angle on sports. So I pop up and I'm waiting for the teleprompter and it's completely black and there's nothing on it. And the producer's in my earphone saying, say something, Kurt, anything. And I'm like, there's nothing there. I don't know what to do. So I remember that the first sport was basketball. I said, okay, we have basketball today. Let's go to the highlights. And we go to the highlights. And I didn't know any of the basketball players' names. So I was like, there's number 72 with a layup. And when that was over, the next segment was football. And I said, now it's time for golf. And I went, when I said golf, they popped up, it was football. And I was like, oh my God. So we did that for 8 minutes. And I mean, it was the most stressful 8 minutes of my life. I completely screwed it up. I don't know how I finished it. And the crazy thing is, the weekday sports anchor came to me and said, Kurt, God bless you. I've been doing this for 18 years. This never happened to me before. And it happened to me on my first night. And things didn't get any better for me as a sports anchor. So I had to quit after about a year.
8 minutes is a long time to be ad-libbing on
TV. Of hell. Yeah.
But oh my gosh, an entire year and it never got better. Yikes.
No. Yikes.
I'm glad that podcasting is going well for you though.
A lot better than sportscasting, yes.
Excellent. Yes, we all agree. So thank you so much. John Hewling has a question for you tonight. Hey, John.
Hi. Good evening, Kurt.
A
previous person spoke about the NIL program that WWE has implemented. Would scouting for a program like that interest you in any way for either promotion?
Of course. Jerry Briscoe does it right now, and he does an incredible job. He's the one that scouted Brock Lesnar, Shelton Benjamin, me. He continues to do it. He got Jason Jordan, Chad Gable, Jack Swagger. Jerry Briscoe is responsible for a lot of the amateur wrestlers that ended up going pro. And he started recruiting football players from college too. So would I do it? I would definitely do it. I would love the scout athletes. I know what it takes to be a pro wrestler, and I was a world-class athlete. So none better than me to do that job.
That's why I asked. You were a perfect example
for bringing
of what to
it
look
up,
for.
Man.
And thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll be sure to get some publicity on that one. We'd love to see that one come to fruition. James Elcorai, my favorite guy. How are you this evening?
Oh, well, hey, wearing my Top Gal shirt, you know, I'm doing good.
Free shows.
Can't complain. How are you doing, Lauren? Peachy?
You know, I'm peachy as always over here in Atlanta, GA, and hanging out with Kurt Angle and you, James. So it's like the best night ever.
Well, thank you for that. That's so kind. Mr. Angle, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I mean,
thank you.
American citizen. I'm a Texan. So an Olympic hero. It's my shit, man. So greatly thank you for that.
God bless Texas.
Yes, sir. Man, that made my night right there. I did want to start off with that blue belt you have that they made for you. That thing is amazing. That is
it's awesome. I'm going to show it right now. This thing is incredible. This is made by Wildcat Belts. It's a Kurt Angle World Championship belt. And it's fine quality leather, 24 karat gold plating. It's awesome. The detailing is incredible. This belt is awesome. There are four left. You can get four of them. Go to wildcatbelts.com. If you want one of them, they're pretty pricey, though. I'm not going to lie to you. But these are the same belts that WWE and AEW uses. It's the same quality. So I'm really proud of the belt, and the guy did an incredible job.
I like it, man. It's beautiful, especially the flag and everything on there. Love it.
Yeah, it's badass.
I wanted to ask you a question about, like, you know, everybody talks about the realism and, like, scripting and all these characters and everything. You wrestled under your name, and, you know, obviously you had a great career, but then you have people want more realness and all that, but then you have some of the biggest characters of all time are, like, Hogan, Taker, Sting. I mean, I know it's not a scorpion walking through the ring, and I know it's not really a dead man. So my thing is, how do you balance, you want more realism, but those characters are like some of the biggest of all time. So how do you balance real and then like characters?
Well, you got to have characters in wrestling. You can't just have everybody be their real name and go out there and just be real and be themselves. I think a lot of that would be quite boring. Of course, I have my real name, but I played a character. You know, if you didn't listen to the questions before, one of the guys mentioned that, you know, I was kind of like a heel that was clueless. I didn't know I was a heel. I actually knew I was a heel, but I pretended I didn't know. I was, you know, I was like in, I was an idiot, you know, and that was me playing a character. So you have to play characters in professional wrestling. You can't just be yourself and have a lot of success. Very few people have done that. And, you know, you look at Undertaker. Yeah, he's Mark Calloway. And, you know, but, you know, you look at his facial expressions and what he does, you know, it's, you want those characters in WWE and pro wrestling. Sting, you know, he wore the makeup. It was badass, you know, and, you know, Steve is a great guy, but his character was really strong. People loved it. So I think you need characters in professional wrestling. You know, like I said, Kurt Angle was a character. I wasn't me. I was being somebody else, but it was a form of me. You know, I was an Olympic gold medalist, but you know, me, I came in WWE. I was supposed to be a babyface, and I ended up being a heel. And there was a reason for that. That's what Vince McMahon wanted. And that's why I played that character of being clueless that I was a heel, that I thought I was a babyface. And it worked out extremely well. But you need characters in professional wrestling, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely remember you starting out, and I was like, man, I hate that dude.
It worked out. Everybody said I was so annoying.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, but hey, you were just doing your job and doing your characters, so I got nothing wrong with that.
You know what? It was the best time of my life. I had the most fun my first and second year in WWE. When I stopped doing the heelish stuff and the more serious heelish stuff and the less funny stuff, I had less fun. But the first 2 years, I had such a blast. And I beat The Rock for the world title my first year, and I beat Stone Cold for the world title my second year. I beat two of the biggest names in the history of the business my first 2 years in the company. That's pretty cool. I mean, I was really impressed with myself, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely heel when you beat Stone Cold in my book, for sure. I'm watching that, too. But thank you for your time, and thank you for that answer. And hope everyone has a good Christmas, and, you know, Happy New Year also.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you so much, James. Yes, professional wrestling needs characters, and so does adfreeshows.com, and that's why we have James. He is quite the character. AJ Espinosa, you're up next. What do you have for Kurt Angle, AJ?
Thank you, Lauren. Kurt, great to see you again.
How you doing, AJ?
I hope it hasn't been asked because I jumped in a little late because I was in a meeting, but my question to you, Kurt, is when we look at, you had Team Angle with Haas and Benjamin. Now, there was, of course, the time I was hoping that you were going to get to manage, you know, the, you know, your son and Chad Gable, right. Jason Jordan.
Jason.
That would have been like the new age Team Angle. Looking at the
That's
two.
That's what I wanted.
I know. That would have been awesome to see. Kind of stealing from John Alba's Up for Debate. If you did get to manage them when they were the Alpha Academy, who would be the better Team Angle, Jordan and Gable, or was it the original Team Angle with Haas and Benjamin? Who would be the better Team Angle for you?
Oh, man, you're putting pressure on me, man. Well, I'm going to have to say the first Team Angle because they were mine. And, you know, we actually did it. We followed through with it. I have no idea how Jason and Chad would have turned out. I would imagine we would have turned out really well. But, you know, Charlie and Shelton, they were awesome. And they were a great tag team. And we had great chemistry together. I just wish the faction would have lasted a lot longer than it did. It only lasted 6 months. And that's just completely crazy. What happened was I injured my neck. I had surgery. And when I came back, Vince wanted me to be a babyface. And then Charlie and Shelton turned on me. And we ended up destroying Team Angle, unfortunately. So that was an office move. And I do regret it, but there's nothing I can do about it.
All right, Kurt. I could tell that was kind of hard for me. You're like, oh, my original or my dream team I could have had. I do.
That was my dream team, man.
I think they would have been done great underneath you. And I think it would have been something really great to see.
Could you imagine if we were gone 10 years together? I mean, it would have been, you know, it would have been a serious faction, you know, possibly bigger than the Shield.
Would have loved to have seen it, but thank you for taking the time to answer my question, Kurt, and for everyone else here, you know, happy holidays, happy new year, and hopefully everyone has a safe and enjoyable time.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Kurt.
AJ, I'm glad you could find time at work to jump in and join us. I'm always calling you out for bailing on work to be
That's
here.
That's
how
we do on the West Coast, Lauren.
I hear you. Thank you so much. And up next is James Sorensen with the final question of the evening. Make it a good one.
Happy Merry Christmas, Kurt. You're better than Santa Claus.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And with it being, do you have the milk and cookies ready for your?
I have the milk and cookies ready for me and Santa.
Great answer. With everything that's, do you have any traditions that you've implemented on your family with Christmas and the New Year traditions?
Well, our Christmas tradition is we put up the tree together as a family. We decorate the tree, and me, Big Daddy, puts the star on the top. We do that every year. We do it as a family. It's the one thing that we do during Christmas that we absolutely love.
Do you do that? Do you do that with your Olympic gold medal around your neck?
You know what? I did it last year because I did a post about it.
That's what I remember. That's how I knew that.
I don't do it every year, but I did it last year.
But no, it was so good to talk to you about wrestling from Nebraska, from being from Cornhuskers, and you told me a good story about when you were an amateur in your amateur years about a wrestler from Nebraska. But thank you so much. You were one of my childhood heroes.
Thank you.
That Top Guy weekend was my birthday weekend, and you made it one Olympic style of a birthday.
Thank you. I'm glad you showed up, my friend.
You're amazing, and you'll always be my number one.
Thank you, man, and I will see you soon. Okay.
Yeah, at that, and we'll have some milk together.
All right, brother, and cookies.
And cookies.
Santa Claus at my house enjoys Oreos and Pepsi, but Kurt, I know you got the gimmick. You're into milk. That's cool too. I'm going to toss it for the very end of this show to John Alba to settle the score. John, don't answer this incorrectly, my friend. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
Kurt, first off, it's so great to see you again, and happy holidays to you and your family. I am going to say yes, it is. Just as The Naked Gun is a baseball movie, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And that's...
Oh, come on. Naked Gun, baseball movie?
The entire final third of the movie takes place at a baseball game.
It has to be at least half the movie.
Okay, I got you. Well, I got a last question for you here, Kurt, because, you know, we talk all about milk and Santa, milk and cookies. Nobody ever thinks if Santa is lactose intolerant. So do you think that Santa would be cool with like almond milk or oat milk or anything like that? Or does it have to be dairy milk?
Pepsi, Oreos and Pepsi.
I would imagine. Well, you know what? I did see a commercial with Santa drinking Pepsi. It was a Pepsi commercial, of course. But you know what? I think Santa likes all milk. I think he likes almond milk, whole milk, low fat milk, skim milk. I think he likes the whole ball of wax. It doesn't matter what kind of milk it is. Even goat's milk. He'll drink that.
Oh, man, that is intense. Well, Kurt, a very happy holidays to your family, to Mrs. Engel as well. Please send my best. And, man, I'd love to hear more about Engel family traditions. We should do a podcast or something about that sometime. That would be a lot of fun.
Hey, I'm doing my podcast on Engel family Christmas next week.
Love so it. It's
a Christmas celebration on Raw, 2000 Raw. Engel family Christmas. I can't wait to do it.
Hell yeah.
That sounds good. We'll be sure to tune in every week for the Kurt Engel Show at adfreeshows.com. And of course, wherever you listen to your podcasts that are like an hour and a half longer because they're filled with tons of ads. Kurt is going to go tonight with his kids and watch Jingle All the Way. John, you missed that conversation. He hasn't seen it.
That Jingle All the Way, that is chef's kiss right there. That's a good one.
A top shelf Christmas movie. Kurt, you're going to love it. Thank you all for joining us this evening on adfreeshows.com. Kurt Engel, have a great night and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you.
Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Thank you, Kurt.
Bye.
Hey, Kurt, quick question. What's the best milk to drink?
Almond milk, believe it or not. That's what I love.
Thank you.
All right, take care, brother.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.